China has extended an olive branch in the ongoing trade dispute with the White House. China's state news agency said today that Beijing is hitting pause on additional tariffs that were planned for U.S. agricultural products. And yesterday, Chinese companies bought 10 boatloads of U.S. soybeans. It was the largest purchase of its kind in more than a year. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, welcome back. Welcome back.
Hello, sir.
And earlier this week, President Trump announced that he is delaying another scheduled round of tariffs on China. These seem like peace offerings ahead of next month's planned trade talks in Washington. Does that sound right to you?
Peter, they are MSG-rich appetizers intended to get Beijing to the table for a long, expensive, full dinner. How's that for metaphor?
How long had you been thinking about that?
These come to me naturally. What are you talking about?
Okay, so a peace offering, an MSG appetizer, whatever you want to call it. If tensions have thawed for now, what should expectations for a deal rise at all, really, though?
It depends on the day, of course. I think if you were to study this in a B-school negotiations class, you'd zero in on things that you could do if you're D.C. to put the screws to the other side without hurting your constituents too much here. I mean, if you look at pork, that's China's national protein. Soybeans, not unlike rice, that's an essential foodstuff. The government needs imports from the U.S. to meet demand. So how much could you put temporary pain on the kind of farm belt here for China to feel that? Mm.
This really does feel like a bit of a swerve from earlier in the month when both sides were ratcheting up the tariffs and President Trump was tweeting out that American companies were hereby ordered to find someplace other than China to do business. So, I mean, just tell me more about what you think's behind that strategy.
Yeah, I think on the margin, our farm belt is hurting, and China at the same time is worried about its pork supply. So you have these pressure vent releases amid a broader showdown. And Trump seems to be ending this week in a conciliatory mood. I mean, on the margin, he's even willing to discuss incentives for Iran, his other big target for economic isolation. So that's Trump. Let's see how he feels on Monday. But certainly this is all within the rubric of carrot stick. And I think I'm out of metaphors.
And boy, he's got to feel pretty good, though, because China has made this significant purchase of soybeans now. Good news to U.S. farmers who are important to the president's reelection bid.
No doubt. But our agricultural exports to China were still cut in half last year, and they've fallen another 20% or so to start this year. And farmers are struggling, and they're howling to their representatives in Congress.
All right. More news this week. We saw that the U.S. deficit swelled past the $1 trillion mark. It's the highest level now in 7 years. A lot of economists are blaming President Trump's tax cuts for this as a big reason why. Did this sort of pass quietly? Is anyone concerned?
Well, we're not. No one's really talking about it. The bond vigilantes here, they're not in the streets yet. In fact, they haven't been seen for decades. If anything, you know, read the paper today. You have companies and local and state governments selling extra long-term cheap debt. I think this is another form of American exceptionalism. People want our debt. People want our dollar. And we can be profligate and not get punished for it.
All right. That's Robin Farzad. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always.
Have a good weekend.
You too.